Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Our next guests are involved with a play that takes place this Friday, Good Friday. The play aims to give honour to Christ and to reflect on his suffering for us. In studio now to tell us more, we have Pastor John Ahern and Mark Murphy, both from All Nations Church, Dublin. You're very welcome to the show, Mark and John.
Thanks for having us.
First of all, John, tell us about the play.
It's been on our hearts for the last few months, and particularly, I suppose, with the lifting of the drinks ban for the first time in over 90 years. I think it's kind of reflective of maybe the direction our society, you know, the increasing secularization, etc. You know, I was just looking on the events page on Facebook there, you know, one part of the city, there's a Good Friday cabaret happening. And, you know, I just think for us as the church, it's so important for us to come back to remind ourselves that, you know, while we're good at celebrating the birth of Christ and the resurrection, in many respects I think at times we tend to neglect reflecting on and honouring Christ for the suffering, the passion, you know, that and maybe celebrate isn't the appropriate word. I think honour is the appropriate word on that day. It's a special day, it's a holy day, and that we recognise that Christ suffered and bled and died for all of us so that we could know God.
Very good. There are about 50 people involved in the play?
Yes, yeah. Cast about 50 people, because there's dance and worship.
Have they come primarily from your church? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. And you've been training for this play for a few weeks now?
About best part of a month, I think we've been focusing on it. Yeah.
Has it been a lot of fun kind of coming together?
It's been wonderful. It's been very refreshing. I mean, we chose to do a shorter, more focused period, simply because when you have a cast of that size, if you're doing that for 6 months, it could become a bit of a drudgery in terms of trying to get everybody, you know, everybody's got different schedules, etc. So we just want people to kind of get in and get it done.
Yeah, fantastic. So how did the idea of putting on this passion play come about? I mean, was it essentially, as you're kind of saying, you're just looking at what else was going on, you thought there's something missing here?
Well, I felt very strongly there was something missing in terms of, again, particularly, you know, there's even a movement within the church to the point where people almost come sit back and look for popcorn, you know, and to be entertained. And I just think, you know, church is about to be an encounter with Christ, and you know, I really feel that for myself as an Irishman, you know, that the time has come for the Irish people to experience the story again and to tell an old story in a fresh way, because even as a Christian, for myself as a pastor, last 10 years I've been pastoring, but just reading the scriptures regards to Christ's final hours on earth, it's so powerful and so moving, and yet in some ways I think we have forgotten, we have neglected, you know, maybe out of a sense of familiarity. You know, every year we go to Scotland, and you know, driving through Glencoe, seeing the beautiful mountains there. My wife is Scottish, and it's beautiful, but you know, when you try to take a picture, it's impossible because it's so beautiful, but you're so close to the mountain you can't see it. And I think for us as Christians sometimes that we're so close to the story of Christ, and we tend to take the attitude, yes, I know that, I've heard that we tend to miss out on the magnificence, the beautiful expression of God's eternal, unconditional, everlasting love for man that he showed by sending his son to die on the cross for us.
And so rather than just talking about it this year, you're doing something theatrical, which kind of engages the imagination, draws people in.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a love of theatre in this nation.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is the thing that really struck me, was because I think, you know, people go to the cinema and they experience something. People go to the theatre and they experience something. You know, they say when you go to the opera for the first time, you weep. And, you know, I believe people should feel something when they come to church. And you know, when you tell this story, like I said, I want to tell this story to a new generation, you know, that have been maybe told that you descended from animals, you know, that you're whatever, that there's no purpose to your existence. When you look at the cross, you suddenly discover something, that you matter, because the cross is an everlasting testament to God's undying love for you. And it's a love story. It's a story of how Christ suffered. You know, the value we place on anything is determined by what we're willing to give for it, and God gave his son Jesus Christ for you, and so it's I believe it's such an uplifting, inspiring story that will, you know, Christian or non-Christian, I believe it will speak to people and hopefully draw them to Christ.
Yeah, fantastic. John, you're directing the play.
Yes.
Have you directed a play before?
Never.
Okay, so it's been a new experience for you.
Yes, and yeah. You know, I was looking for the script and suddenly I realized the script is in the Bible.
Okay.
So we just took it primarily from the Gospel of Matthew, and you know, we take people from the Last Supper all the way to the cross.
Okay.
And it's a very moving journey.
And Mark, you're playing the role of Jesus in the piece.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And how's that been for you?
Well, it's been an amazing journey for me personally. You know, when you step into a role like this, you know, it's like, it's so big and it's so vast and it's so, you know, eternal. You know, and so for me personally, trying to get to a place of understanding the last days of Jesus, it really has been a journey personally for me. And you know, we've all read the Gospels, we've all read the Scriptures, but suddenly when you step in and you try and become, you know, that role, it really has been such a moving personally.
Kind of like going on a retreat. You're acting out a role which is just really giving you a fresh insight into everything.
Absolutely. And I've discovered like that, you know, certain things in my life that even the Lord is doing as I'm walking this, you know, journey over the last, you know, time, months, you know. Yeah. Just preparing the role, getting the words, you know, and trying to get the facial expressions, trying to get the demeanor, trying to express the very heart of God, you know, and having that emotion, you know, and the love mixed in, come out, you know, from inside, from the deepest parts.
And do you have an acting background, Mark?
I've not professionally. I've dabbled, you know, in acting, you know, yeah. and you know, yeah. all my life, and
a few bits and bobs here and there. Yeah, yeah.
Before I met Jesus, I was acting the maggot, you know.
He was a bit of a cowboy.
Okay. So, what do you hope that audiences will take away? Because let's just track out now. Because you mentioned to me that you were out on the streets and you've been inviting people to come to the play. What's been the response?
We've had an amazing, absolutely amazing response. To carry the cross down Grafton Street on Saturday and up O'Connell Street and to witness people, you know, that there's something about the cross does, it expresses various emotions. You'll have people who despise the cross, people who will mock the cross, people who will hurl insults at the cross, but also those who are drawn to the cross. And we saw all those emotions on Saturday.
Yeah.
People coming and wanting to know, you know, what it was about. Children coming and hugging Jesus, you know, at the cross, and wanting pictures and questions. So basically, it was a stirring up of questions, of emotions, and interest, and hunger.
Yeah.
Hunger.
Yeah, fantastic. Mm. So what are you hoping that audiences are going to take away from this time? Let's say we've got people coming from Grafton Street, don't know anything about All Nations Church, but just come in and, you know, understand it's going to be a play. What are you hoping they're going to take away?
Well, you know, the theme, it's called Son of God, and that theme runs through the worship, you know, through the dance, you know, through the drama, through the message is that understanding. I pray that people would walk away with a new sense of, oh, that's what it's about, with a sense of, wow, I'm loved, in spite of where I've been, in spite of what I'm done, in spite of how I've failed, because many of us, growing up in Ireland, even from a religious perspective, many of us had this kind of self-loathing and this constant sense of guilt and never measuring up. But when you get a picture of the cross and what God did to fix our sin, to fix our hearts, to reconnect us to Him, and you know, that's why the theme, you know, we have on all our flowers is Rediscover Life, is that through Christ we can rediscover life.
You can rediscover life. Yeah, fantastic.
You know? And so I would hope that people would walk away at least with a sense of I'm loved and that I matter.
Okay, now look, let's just make sure we get all the details right here. It's happening. Where is it happening?
in the National Boxing Stadium.
That's South Circular Road.
Yeah, 145 South Circular Road, Dublin 8.
The National Boxing Stadium. And what it's on Good Friday.
Yes, it's 7:30.
7:30 p.m. in the evening.
Yes, the doors open at 6:30.
The doors open at 6:30 because it could be a crowd. Yes. So arrive early is the idea here. Yeah. So let's just say that again. 7:30 at the National Boxing Stadium on the South Circular Road in Dublin. And admission is free.
Admission is free.
Well, listen, Pastor John O'Hearn and Mark Murphy from the All Nations Church, thank you for coming in and speaking to us, and every blessing for the performance this coming Friday. May God use it to touch many, many
Amen.
Hearts.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.